Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE 88.9 FM, and today we have David, better known as Skip, right in the booth, and he's got his hat on today for the St. Francis Naturalist Club. So welcome, Skip.
Ah, good afternoon.
And today you're going to be talking about the Audubon Bird Count. That's very exciting. It's coming up this Saturday, December 16th, so tell us about it.
Well, that's right. It's the 118th Audubon Christmas Bird Count, and we're doing ours on December the 16th. And when we're doing it with the club from Sherbrooke called SLOE, S-L-O-E.
Okay.
And we have it together, and then we meet afterwards, and we have a potluck dinner and record all the birds that we've seen.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, and last year, for example, last year at the Canadian one, there was by 14,000 participants.
Wow.
3 million birds were recorded.
Okay, 3 million birds. 14,000 participants.
That's right. And... I just want people to be aware, if you see somebody walking up and down your street with a pair of binoculars, that it's us out there, us out there watching their bird feeders and trying to count the birds and this and that. Yeah, it's quite interesting. It's very.
I find it fascinating. It's like unwrapping a Christmas present.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's we have quite a few members. We do a circle of, our area is 25 square miles. Mm-hmm. So it includes North Attlee, Huntingville, and here. And then Sherbrooke, the Sherbrooke group, they have a lot of members. So they have a smaller area, each one, and they go into it.
Good for them.
Yeah, okay. But it's quite interesting. At the end, we report, they yell out what we saw and this and that, you know, what kind of birds. And we have a list of the birds, how many they counted and all that. So
okay, yeah. Good. Now, when you did it last year, did you find any difference in maybe the year before, the years before, anything new? Or?
Well, the feedback we're getting from everyone is that we're seeing less birds.
Okay, less birds.
I don't know why. Due to the weather change, the ones that usually come up, maybe with colder weather, that like the colder weather, and the ones that like the grass beach, gross beach you were talking about. Mm-hmm. But then we don't know, all coming down from up north.
Okay.
You know, but it stayed cooler up there. Now they all come down now. But quite interesting. It's why we're not seeing as many. But
it is interesting.
Yeah. And we're seeing birds that are staying longer that are here during the summer. For example, Suzanne Coles saw a creeper. It's a small brown bird. Mm-hmm. Usually they're gone by now. And she saw that in East Attlee.
Okay.
And the geese are staying around. Mm-hmm. She's still got thousands of birds, snow geese flying over her house.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's quite something. It's, what we're seeing. Robins. I saw robins. But I want to encourage the people to, this is the time now with the weather we have out there today, the snow, is that to get the bird feeders going and to continue
feeding them. Exactly, good.
And if they want to let us know, if they see something special, they can if they can take a photo and send it to the St. Francis Valley Facebook page, they can send it in and we can identify it for them.
Oh, that's great. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good. So everybody can find that on Facebook. Most everybody's on Facebook, too.
Yeah, pretty well.
Eh? Yeah, that's good.
And what would we do without it, I guess?
Okay.
Yeah. So, so we're trying to work with the public, you know, and let them know. And, because I did have some people look out the front windows last year and say, what's this guy doing out there? You know, but still.
Yeah, if you're not really, really familiar with the birds.
What's going on? Yeah. You know, and usually it's early in the morning that we're there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how does this work? As a club, you go out at a certain time of the day on Saturday?
Yeah, during the day. Best time's in the morning. And we record what we have a list, and we record how many birds we see.
Okay.
For example, if we see 100 snow geese, we count it.
Okay.
Because that goes into how many birds that's where I came up with the 3 million birds. So when you see a whole flock and you count them, you know.
Okay.
So, and then we come back, and Gary McCormick, he records it for the Audubon Society, and then he sends it in.
Okay, great. Yeah. So you go out as a group in the morning?
Yeah.
And any special places you go, or do you break up?
We break up.
Okay.
And we all have an area. I have Zone D, which is up by Mount Joie and My Road and Dufferin Heights and that.
Okay.
And not Dufferin, it's like,
Cape Vale around there?
We're not quite out that far, but around in there. And then we have everybody in town here. We have different people that are assigned to different areas.
Great. Now, if you're not a member of the club, you can maybe count the birds too on your feeder?
Yes. Now, that's, yeah, you could. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And send it in to us.
Okay.
Yeah. And that would be nice if we could. But next year, we would, if they're really interested, if they try to do it like that, mm-hmm. we can get them recorded, get them registered.
Okay.
And then give them a list of what the birds that see. So, yeah, and that would be nice.
Okay. And if anybody is certainly interested in joining the St. Francis Naturalist Club, I guess you can just go to the Facebook page and inquire about that.
We'll inquire for sure. Or come down on the last Wednesdays of the month.
Mm-hmm. Are you having one this month? Maybe not for December?
No, but in January we will. And that should be an interesting one. That's one that all our club members, our club members are coming in with photos, and they set up videos of what they've seen and where they've been. And it's quite interesting. Like I've always said, we have a lot of talent in that club. Mm-hmm. And it's a real good show. So if you're interested in that, what's around here and what trips that people have taken, and but they're birders. Mm-hmm. And so it's quite interesting.
Good. A lot of people interested in watching the birds, and that is fascinating,
well,
too.
Nowadays, it's getting more and more and more. It's quite something.
Kind of replaces the flowers from the summer.
Yeah. But if you get to know the birds and the sounds, mm-hmm. and we record the birds that have sounds.
Oh, okay.
So if you don't see them, and now most of the people have apps on the phones, mm-hmm. and they can find out what kind of bird it is. If you hear the sound, mm-hmm. you can identify the bird from that. So that counts too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And in the world of birding, have you heard about this bird that they've heard, the mistral thrush? That they found at down in New Brunswick, mm-hmm. and it came from Europe, and it's the first time it's been recorded in North America.
Wow!
Yeah, it's quite interesting that people are coming from all over the North America, mm-hmm. to go and see this bird down there.
Okay.
Yeah. So it came across the Atlantic. They say by the wind, it flew over.
That's amazing.
By huge winds.
Okay.
But. I don't know, it's a size of a robin, brownish in color, back with pale underparts to it.
Okay.
And it's quite interesting. It's gone crazy in the bird world.
It's definitely something different. So there's just one that's been sighted
just one,
so far?
Just one. And they also found a pink-footed goose in Fredericton, New Brunswick.
Okay.
And that comes from Europe too, and they've seen... I heard that they had three recordings of that in the history.
Okay.
But and there's one down there with a flock of Canadian geese.
Okay, that's amazing. So they might take up residence, I guess, in Canada.
I don't know how they would do it. I don't know what they would do with that one. But it's certainly it's on a small street, I guess, and people are there with the cameras set up and everything. All these birders that are mm-hmm. coming in, but. Quite an event.
It would be very exciting for them.
Yeah.
Wow. And do you have some other news, Skip?
Well, no. I think that's about it. I mean, okay. I want to encourage everybody, like I said, to get out there and feed the birds.
Mm-hmm.
And Christmas is coming. Put out a wreath with berries on it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And like now you got Facebook. If you see a bird and you take a picture of it and you don't know what it is, send it into our Facebook page and we'll identify it for you.
Good, and definitely a great Christmas gift to give people bird feeders, bird food for all the birders out
well,
there.
Well, and like I said at the last interview, Clark's is, if you join mm-hmm. our club, you get a 10% off.
Oh, that's
off
good,
all
too.
Your bird feed and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through 100 pounds of corn this month.
Really?
Yeah.
100 pounds?
100 pounds, okay. Imagine.
And you feed mostly corn, I guess.
Corn right now, but I've switched it over to half and half
with
other grains. But turkeys are there, everything's there, so... But not the small birds. It's all big stuff.
You know? Okay, yeah. Well, you live in the country too, so I imagine in town people will get more of the smaller birds.
Yeah, and also we've been utilizing the hunters' caches, the blinds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not only for 2 weeks in the year. Mm-hmm. Now people are going back and sitting in them.
Okay.
Or let a birder go back in there, and then you can go and see the animal life. From a heated or warm place. And so it's no use just having them sitting there for the rest of the year when it's only used for 2 weeks.
Well, that's a fantastic idea. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, so you can share them and it's a way for people to get to know nature. And Yeah, we've been doing it, a few of us there and that. So.
Good. So if somebody's interested in that, maybe they can get in touch with the club on Facebook about that too? Or
Well, they can... Yeah. And then we can try to get them to a club like the mm-hmm. Compton Valley Fishing Game Club, maybe, or something, or Salmon Valley Fishing Game Club, mm-hmm. which I belong to. But birders are welcome, that's for sure.
Okay, great. So definitely time to get those bird feeders up. We've got snow here in the townships, and it's probably going to stay.
Yeah. So, and outside of that, I want to wish all my birder friends, naturalists there, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh, good. We wish you that, too. And if anybody's interested, go to the Facebook page. And the next meeting is the last Wednesday of January.
January, that's right.
Okay. Well, everybody, I wish everybody luck on the bird count this weekend.
Yeah, well, we'll let you know what happens there.
Okay. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you, Marie.
Bye.